All right, everybody, welcome up. Welcome back to the next Bellied Up podcast.
Welcome up, Miles.
And welcome back. Welcome up and welcome back. We are presented by Fleet Farm.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Miles, you're a little sluggish.
I didn't know I was sluggish until I started talking.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? You know, like you're not like really that tired, but then you like all of a sudden you feel like your voice is bad and your brain's a little foggy.
You know, Miles, you're like starting a 1982 Volkswagen Rabbit on a cold day.
Yeah.
You know,
that's me like, today.
Just got to give her a little gas to get her going.
Yeah. You know? A little love. Maybe tap the dashboard a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, baby. Come on.
I know you
do it for me today.
And then you just do a big pop of diesel smoke out the ass.
Yeah. And then now we're rolling.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Well, and the reason why is we were filming yesterday and we were, having a few drinks, having a good time. And so this is day number three on our little road trip here.
Day three. And then you were hanging last night with the fam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little family time yesterday. So, but it feels good. We're here at the Nook here.
St. Paul.
In St. Paul at the Nook. And I tell you what, you walk up outside, looks like any normal bar, right?
Yeah.
Then you walk downstairs and look what is behind us,
new
Charlie.
World, a whole fantastic bowling alley.
It's an underground bowling alley.
It's so cool, dude.
It's got all the vintage seats and everything there. It was really unexpected.
But I like how there's a glass booth here. Kind of separating the bowling alley from the rest of the deal. You kind of sit up here and you feel like, you know, you're a high roller gambling on the bowling games, you know? I mean, it's kind of nice.
Well, and you don't got to listen to all the loud clattering of the thing. It's a nice little spot here.
You can if you want because that door is open.
That's true. But it's a... the vibes in this place are unbelievable.
I love a bar that hangs dollar bills. That's their wallpaper. It's just, it's honestly probably less expensive than actual wallpaper these days. Supply
that
chain,
actually probably is true. And you're not even the one that has to put the money towards it. Everyone else puts a buck up there.
Yeah, it's everyone else's wallpaper.
It is wallpaper by committee, really, is what dollar bills are on the ceiling and the walls and.
Yeah, and the Nook apparently donated the back half of their dollar bills to Alzheimer's.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's the gift that keeps on giving. Decorate your walls. That's recycling right there. You decorate your walls, and you take that money, which is all written on, by the way. There's some interesting stuff. Love you. Call your...
Yeah, do banks take ones that are written on?
They do? Oh, yeah, they do. They have to, and then they destroy them. Wow, this one's very artistic. It's a David Bowie one. Bowie Lives. Oh, that's cool. That's a David Bowie one. Look at that.
That's awesome.
It's got the little lightning bolt over George Washington's eye. Man, that's cool. That's some real art here, Miles. Anyway, bowling.
I was wondering. I was just going to let you go. I mean...
Latvia, baby. Latvia.
You'll never... if you guys ever get a chance... What you got to do in real life is experience Charlie Barron's moment of wonder.
Minnesota volleyball.
He's in one right now.
Dude, we could do the whole intro on stuff people have written on dollar bills. Shout out to Sexy Lexi, you know, Dan and Anna, 02-12-2028, sealing our fate. And they spelled sealing. Like C-E-I-L.
Charlie.
What's that? What do we got? We got to watch out for deer. Right there.
It says right there.
Watch out for deer.
And then they changed one to ope. They rewrote that. You see that?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you come here early and do that?
Oh, my gosh.
You did that, right?
Maybe. And that one says go Packers and the F word.
Fudge the Bears.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Dude, I think this whole podcast.
You called ahead.
Dude, I think this whole podcast, we should just be reading dollar bills. I don't. Oh, 313. What is that? What was the band that did 313?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a band? Oh, that's 303. No, but wasn't the okay? My buddy in grade school wrote 313 in his notebook next to that S, you know. And so I thought that was some like 90s band. I'm old, Miles. Red Wings.
There's one there that says that you either crank that Soulja Boy or it cranks you. And that's a really good life lesson.
Oh, God. I'm serious, dude. I think we might have to do just one bellied up, just reading all these things. We're on a roll so far. Ass man, right up here. Connor.
Did you put that one up there too, Charlie? Or
no.
What?
Do you know I was an ass model in a, I was requested to be an ass model in a movie at one point? Holy smokes.
Like, what do you mean?
$3
like
bill.
You, that you were the zoom in on the moon or like.
Dude,
like,
is this a $3 bill? Oh, no, that's a fake one. I can't tell who that is. Anyway. Yeah. No. You know the movie Cedar Rapids?
No.
Cedar Rapids with Ed Helms. He's a big insurance agent in Wisconsin. He goes to the big city of Cedar Rapids for the daily insurance convention. Okay. I was a production assistant on this film, which means I was getting coffee.
Yep.
I was the walkie guy.
Yep.
Replacing the walkies. And this one day, they came up to me and they says, Charlie, we've got this locker room scene and we need a bare ass. Would you be the bare ass? They said that to me and I was honored because, you know.
So you didn't do it?
No. Well, I said yes, but I would like an ass model rate. I'm not just doing this for my PA rate. I'm not doing this for $150 day rate. I want 2 day rates, you know. So I says I will do it, but I would like an ass fee. And they said, we'll get back to you.
Never got back to you?
They never got back to me. Can you believe that?
There was some other guy who was willing to sell his body for less.
And you know what, dude? I regret not doing it very much. So how much better would this story be if we could roll the clip and that's my ass in that locker room scene?
Well, and I mean, good on you, though, for knowing the value of your body.
Knowing the value of my ass, dude.
You know, hey, at a young age. You knew as a young age.
At a young age. I knew the value of my ass.
What would it take? How much money would it take for you to do a full centerfold of Playgirl?
Cheek spread. Whoa. Does waxing job come free?
Yeah, we'll throw in a wax job.
I think, do you see my face? Like, do you know this is my ass?
Maybe like a side profile of your face.
No, if you know it's me, dude, that's going to be a lot of money.
How much? What's your number?
Oh, my gosh.
We need Playgirl to know.
Oh, my gosh, dude. To do that, it would have to be in the millions of dollars.
Okay, wow.
Because at this point in my career, now, back then, I mean, you call it a career. I'm doing a podcast in the basement of a bar
in the
right
basement.
Now. Yeah. But I would, because that'd be a lot, because, you know, someone would show my mom. So that's really when it's got to be enough that, like, I would get over that.
Well, you just have to tell your mom, if anyone tries to show you a magazine now until you die, don't look at it.
Don't look at it. Or I could claim it's a deep fake. I could claim it's not me. But a lot of people, come up to you, Miles, and say, hey, did I see you at this airport or something?
I get a lot of messages, of like, hey, I saw you in such and such Illinois. And like, I've never been to that town in my life,
right,
so that's not possible.
So maybe if it's my face, I just don't want to say my name. I just want people to be like, hey.
So what would your Playgirl name be?
Oh, that's good. I like this.
It can't be Ratchet Strap either. That's your stripper name.
Okay, Chucky Guns. I like Chucky Guns. Chucky Buns.
Chucky Buns.
That's actually a great.
And then there's a scene of you're wearing nothing but a holster, and then it's just there's literally just buns in your holsters.
Maybe we should just do this for fun, dude. Now my price dropped to $15.
Yeah. Oh, Jake's going to go get the camera. He's excited for this shoot.
Not just the camera, dude. The holsters, and don't forget the buns, dude. Otherwise, I'm not doing this.
He's got a handkerchief around his neck, you know. That's it. That's all he's wearing.
When I was 20 something,
Chucky Buns.
I did some nude modeling for $25 once for this woman in South Carolina.
What do you mean you did some nude modeling?
So it started off, I was broke and just lost a job, and I was on Craigslist looking for things, and they said, we need a body model for people to draw you. And so I did it. So somewhere there's a bunch of like senior citizens who, because this was a senior citizens body model drawing class. There's a bunch of senior citizens.
So you went and stood there live naked in front
sat
of these
there.
Trees.
Not naked. I had the brats and curds in some tight boxers, some boxer briefs.
Okay, and, well, then that's not that big of a deal.
But I'm getting to the...
I'd go sit in some boxer briefs in front of some old people. Well, I'd do that.
That's what I thought. So that's what I thought. That was the entryway, though. That was the... What do they call it?
Gateway.
Well, gateway. That was the gateway modeling. And then the gal who ran the show, she afterwards said, hey, would you do a fully nude thing, a fully nude deal where you're pretending to be Cain from the Bible, you know, where he's grabbing the ground, you know? She's like, we wouldn't see your pecker, but we would see...
We would see your taint, though.
Yeah, you would see taint, but it was all side-ass, Miles. It was all side-ass. And so I did this photo. Guess how much I did it for?
$25.
Oh, did I say that already?
You did say that, yeah.
Damn it. It was a $25 add-on, because I got, I think, $60 for the hour... 2 hours I was doing the thing. $30 an hour, not bad.
Not bad, not bad at all.
But then, yeah, full side ass. And she sent me the drawing afterwards. And somewhere in my email, I have it. And
I'd love to hang that up in my office.
Dude, she made my ass look so much better. She gave me a muscle on my side ass. And I was like, that's worth the $25 right there. Because if I don't tell anyone I don't have a side ass muscle, you know, people are going to be like, damn, that's you? I'd be like, yeah, that's me. You know?
I'd love to hang it in my office if you could get it.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to send it to you. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to mat it and send it to you.
It just shows up.
Yeah. I don't want you going cheap on the mat on this one. You know? Do you guys want one too? Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll get a few. So bowling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Balls and pins and...
Yeah.
What's
where do we go from
that's
here?
That's another photo shoot for Playgirl for you.
Oh yeah,
the bowling alley. You're holding two bowling balls
and a pin.
Yeah,
dude, that should be the picture of this the title picture of the podcast. It's just us holding the balls. Two do we have balls. Title pictures? Like,
yeah, we can do
we
one.
We can do one. Yeah. Oh yeah. So tippy cow, huh? I guess we'll do the bowling intro on another podcast.
Yeah, we'll try that on another one. But this is good. We found out a lot of your history.
Yeah.
Turns out, dude, you know, it's good that you are dabbling in other markets other than just comedy and family-friendly Midwest content. You've also done the XXX stuff.
Dude, I straight up show my ass for one gal in a room. And somewhere in Greenville.
Like, was there any alternative motive? Like, were the gal cute and you were trying to, like, go on a date with her?
No, man. She was running the senior citizen nude drawing deal. I mean, I can't remember what she looked like, but it wasn't that vibe at all. It was like, you know.
So she never asked you to come back?
After that, no, they asked me to come back. Eventually, I got another job in Washington, in D.C. So I was commuting from South Carolina to D.C., at that point. And dude, can I say one other thing?
Yeah.
It's a trick. It's a trick of the trade. I don't know if I've said it on this podcast, but here's how, when you have no money and you're like commuting between two cities, this is how you make it happen. You drive to a Holiday Inn in the suburbs where they don't care as much. You sleep in your car. Then you get up, you eat the continental breakfast, and then you shower by swimming in the pool. Because someone always leaves their key at the table at the continental breakfast, and that's how you get in the pool. And then you're on your way. You're showered. You're fed. You take a couple of the...
You're taking a chlorine bath every single day?
Well, yeah. Not every day. Just this was once a week at that point. This was once a week. But I had to go right into work, you know?
So you just come into work just reeking like chlorine?
Actually, I was smelling pretty good. Chlorine doesn't smell that bad. It's not like you walk into a room, someone's like, oh, this guy went to a pool today. And if they did, they think, oh, man, this guy's got a pool. They don't think. No, that's the
he must
first
have been
thought.
In his hot tub this morning. Yeah,
yeah, that's the first thought. Their first thought is not, oh, this guy slept in the parking lot of a Holiday Inn. No.
I just like the thought of having them. I hate the chlorine feel on your body.
Oh, dude, you don't swim enough.
Like, yeah, let me look at me. Of course I don't.
You look like a pool guy.
I can dive.
Yeah.
I can swim.
Can you do a backflip?
See, I'm not great once I leave the ground. So I am, everyone who knows anything about me knows that I'm a flat ground guy. Anytime I leave flat ground or I just leave the ground in general,
yeah,
not much is going to happen after that. So,
but you can dive.
I can dive.
Can you flip?
I cannot flip.
Come
very
on,
good.
Dude.
I always end up opening up too early and my back slaps on the water or whatever, you know?
Oh, man. I would love to go to a pool with you, Miles. Just go play at the pool.
Okay.
Remember when you were a kid and you're like, let's go play at
the pool? We could play water volleyball, maybe water basketball. Water basketball with my buddies always got out of hand. You know, someone would end up like getting curb stomped by the edge of the pool somehow.
Jeez.
Or, you know, your ears would be burning hot from all the wrestling, trying to grab the ball and stuff like that. So,
wow.
I'm a roughhouser. So,
yeah.
Anyone who knows anything about me knows I'm a roughhouser.
Yeah. That's why they call you old Miles the Roughhouser.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
The legend lives on. Jay-Z, that dollar says Jay-Z.
He was here?
Oh, it doesn't. It says Jatu. I don't know what the hell that says. Jay-Z. What if Jay-Z was here? Do you think if Jay-Z was here, he'd write Jay-Z on a dollar bill? Or do you think he'd write something else?
Probably.
Do you think he'd write Beyonce? Probably.
I bet he would write. This is what I bet he would write. I bet he would write Jay-Z was here.
Oh, with a Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the Jay-Z. Yeah. I bet you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll find it.
We'll look for it. Well, we're going to take a break here. We're going to take some calls. We're going to look at some more dollar bills, and we're going to get into this show, baby.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who are we talking to?
Oh, this is Preston.
Preston, how you doing, guy?
Oh, dude, I'm doing great. It's good to hear you. I tried to call you guys like 57 times the other day.
Ah, that's why we had so many calls. That was all Preston.
Yeah, it was me.
Preston, where are you calling from?
My bad. Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. How's Sioux Falls this time of year, huh? Windy?
It's cold right now. A little bit windy. Wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the wind.
Yeah.
Great faces, great places down there in Sioux Falls.
That's what I hear. I saw that.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. They should put that on a license plate or something.
Oh, yeah, they should.
That's yeah, maybe.
Idea.
Well, maybe. Why don't you?
I know four pretty good faces they could put on it.
Okay.
Belly up to the bar with us. What's on your mind, Preston?
All right, so here's the deal. My sister, who's older than me, I won't give her name or her age out because she'll get mad. She has a wedding coming up, and she hasn't officially asked me and my brother if we would be in it, which is cool. But she wants him to be the maid of honor and wants me to be a bridesmaid. And him and I are both kind of like not cool with it. Like I totally get like the trendy vibe, but like I don't know how to like. So the advice I'm looking for is how do I tell her? Like I don't really want to be a bridesmaid.
Oh, okay. Preston.
Hold on here. I bet you're gonna look smoking hot in a dress,
dude. For sure. For sure.
Fact. That's a fact.
You know what, Preston? I don't like your mentality here. I'm gonna be quite honest with you. My sister. Just got married recently, okay, and I would have been honored if she asked me to be her maid of honor or one of her bridesmaids. You know what she asked me to be?
An usher,
dude. An usher. The Wednesday before the wedding. I'm her brother.
All right, so yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to be honest with you, Charlie. What? I think I'm on Preston's side.
Nope. Okay. But you know what? Fine. Why are you on Preston's side?
I wouldn't want to stand with all of the bouquets of flowers with the gal. Like, you know, I'm a man and I want to be on the men's side.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay.
And I'm happily married. I got three beautiful kids. Like, what are my kids going to think with dad standing up there, like holding flowers and stuff?
In a dress. It's going to be very confusing for them.
In a dress.
You don't have to wear a dress, Preston.
Well, I mean, I don't know all the details quite yet.
Well,
but if the dress is in it, I think I'm out.
You know what? Okay.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
I get that.
I think you got a point there.
Yeah. You should only wear a dress if you want to wear a dress. Look, are you going to be doing, so that's it? You're just flat out going to say no?
That's what he's calling in for.
Oh, okay.
So hold on.
That's right. We're giving advice. I forget the premise of the show.
We're on a 50-50 split right now.
Is there an alternate job that you'd like to do?
Don't you dare say
that. I had always envisioned, well, in my wedding, she was our guest book attendant. So I think that's a pretty cool job. I think that's a pretty cool job I could fulfill.
That's even lower than an usher.
You know what? You know what? And I'm speaking as someone who is asked to be the usher, in case you forgot. This is payback. She knows you don't want to be the maid of honor. She knows. And in fact, she has her actual maid of honor. She already asked him. She's doing this to mess with you guys to see what you're going to say. So because you made her guest book attendant. Oh, my. I didn't even know that job existed. Miles, did you know that job existed?
It sounds like a made up role.
Totally made up role.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Have you ever read your guest book, Preston? Be honest with me.
No. I don't even know where it's at.
So you gave her the job that is literally never going to be seen ever again.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I bet you that she wrote something in your guest book that said, "Thanks for making me your guest book attendant." She definitely put that in quotes. Just wait until I get married. And now she's getting married, and this is payback, pal.
Now, I'm just, for the sake of the argument.
I feel like I'm trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
You are trapped.
You should have thought about that before you made her guest book attendant, Preston. Sorry to say it. What's that, Miles?
For the sake of the argument, though, let's pretend the sister is serious and wants truly him to be the maid of honor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Man of honor? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's confusing in all fronts. But how is he going to tell her he doesn't want to do it? That's what we need to figure out right now.
Okay. All right. So
it's happening.
Okay. All right. So if you're not going to listen to my advice, fine. And now this is how you tell her you don't want to do it. All right. How do you tell your sister you don't want to be her maid of honor?
As a guy.
As a fella. Here's a better way to say it. How does a brother tell his sister he doesn't want to be her maid of honor? Let's go.
I think right off the bat, I would just go the tunnel route, do a conversation over the phone, and then as she starts to ask you, just pretend like you're going through the tunnel and just hang up. And then every single time she tries to bring it up after that, you either pretend like it's really loud in the room, you can't hear, or just go through another tunnel.
Let's role play real quick with that. Preston, you be your sister, and Miles, you be Preston.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Okay.
What's up, sis? How we doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Hey, I've got a pretty special day coming up.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
I'm wondering, I'm getting married. I'm wondering if you would stand on my side
what?
And be a bride.
I can't hear you. What do you say?
Yeah, I want to know.
You marry Christmas? It's too early for that. I think.
No, would you be my bride?
Here comes the tunnel. I'm in the tunnel.
That's just so effective.
That's good.
Like, I figure South Dakota's got a lot of dead spots with, like...
Yeah, I suppose there's not a lot of tunnels. And there's no tunnels in Sioux Falls,
Yeah.
Yeah, there's none. Yeah, there's none.
No tunnels, but a lot of bad service to make up for it. Yeah. So, you're good. Now, perfect. But
I like that route.
You can even throw an extra, like... in there too.
Yeah.
Just always walk around with a paper bag that you can just crumple in front of the phone. But she already asked you though.
No.
Well, she hasn't officially asked.
But that's the word on the street.
Who'd you get the word from? Clearly I'm a terrible listener. Jeez, always who?
From my younger sister.
Oh, no. Dude, no.
She got snubbed, dude.
Yeah, is the younger sister? No, the fix is in. No, you are not being asked to do this. Don't even worry. The fix is in.
It's got
to
be a prank.
And this is on you. Again, you have nobody to blame, Preston, but yourself. Do not make your...
This might be a prank.
A total prank.
It's got prank written all over it.
Yeah.
P-R-A-N-K.
Yeah.
Prank.
Prank.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Preston,
take your word for it, but I'll DM you if it actually happens.
Okay. Do it. But hey, we
gave
you advice.
It's not going to happen though. You're just going to pretend like you're going through a tunnel.
Yeah, we gave
fair.
Our assessment is a prank, and if not, we have given you very strong, sound advice on how not to do it. By the way,
she can't ask you if you never listen. You know, it's kind of like
That's
does
true.
The does a if a tree falls in the woods, does anybody hear it? You know, it's the same thing.
One, I've been doing that my whole life. I haven't been listening to her my whole life.
See,
so it just makes sense and follows through.
So just keep doing what you're doing, my guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Perfect.
Charlie, would you have any advice if it actually does happen that way?
Oh, yeah. If it does happen, you do it. You go there, you do it, and then you make your maid of honor speech the biggest roast you've ever written. You hire writers to punch it up.
Okay.
Yeah. You start writing, start thinking, get your little note section and start getting that roast and say, I remember the day. What's your sister's name?
He didn't want to say
Becky.
Oh, Becky. Oh, we got it.
No, I didn't want to say her age.
Oh, got it. Becky, I still remember the day I asked you to be my guest book attendant at my wedding. And I know that payback comes in many forms, and that's why you made, you know, something like that, like really set the stage.
You
but
know,
then
maybe
just
don't
go
hire Charlie
it.
As your writer, but find someone that's maybe a little better.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I'm riffing off the top of
no,
the dome
okay.
here.
To piggyback off of your idea, Charlie, here.
Yeah.
You need to start leaking that you've started writing the maid of honor speech.
Oh, yes.
And make it like leak some bad stuff. Like talk about the time she pooped the bed when she was 8, you know, like really be throwing in the stuff she doesn't want people to know. Then she's going to have second thoughts about asking you if that's what the speech is going to be.
Yeah. Give us a fact about Becky. Maybe we can help you plant a seed here. Just rattle off a few facts about Becky.
She still sleeps with a Cabbage Patch doll.
Okay. Let's
you know
start
what?
There.
That's it. How, Becky, how is your husband prepared for, well, I guess we can't go with that. It's a doll.
It's a doll.
That joke's not going to work.
No, just take it a step further. You know, like she still sucks her thumb, you know, like stuff like that. Just even if it's not even true, just make stuff up.
Okay.
And leak that to your younger sister. Make your younger sister the middle woman, and it just go back and forth. And basically, you need to one up how insane you're going to go with this so she doesn't ask you even.
Yeah.
Just all out over the top. I can definitely do that.
Yeah. You sound like a guy who knows over the top.
And
there's so much ammo there. I think I'm set for a while.
Does this mean you also have to throw the bachelorette party?
See, okay, so that was the plus side of all of this. As I was talking to my brother about it, I was like, dude, we could throw a heck of a party, but we're the only two dudes there. We're both married. So, like, there's no advantage for us other than having a good time.
But would that mean that you would have to throw that party? Because you could.
I love how. Sorry.
Theoretically, yes.
I love how this party is about them having a good time and not about his sister having a good time. It's not once been like, oh, I could throw a great party for my sister. It's like, God, we're both married. We can't go to the strip club on my sister's bachelorette party.
Well, what strip club would they go to on their sister's bachelorette party, you know?
Well, they're from Yankton, so it'd be the Cockatoo. So
the Cockatoo?
Yeah.
Wait, is that the man strip club?
Well, isn't there two across the road from each other?
No, I don't know if there's a man one down in Yankton.
So is that where you guys are from then, or what?
From Yankton, yeah.
Has that got the Ice House Bar?
Yes, it does.
I was just at the Ice House this last fall.
Were you?
Yeah,
that's a good time.
You take your
bottle under
And when you're done with this tippy cow, you just walk outside and you throw it on the ground.
Oh, that's fun.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it's better than even what you think.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's way better.
Yeah, Charlie maybe should get out and see the Midwest that he promotes so much.
Oh. God. Oh, wow, Miles.
This neck of the woods.
I'll go tiptoe tap with you, okay? I'm sorry I haven't been to the one bar, okay, that you've been to that I haven't been to. Jeez Louise.
Oh, just saying.
You know, this is what happens, by the way, Preston. Whenever someone calls in and I take an antagonistic viewpoint from Miles, he gets all sad about it and he starts lashing out in ways like this. Isn't that true, Miles?
Sure. Well, hey. If you keep taking your viewpoints, you're going to be the maid of honor at a bunch of weddings. And I just don't want to see you in that many dresses, Charlie.
I think the Bellied Up podcast needs a couples therapist for us.
Yeah. In between callers, we just hash it out. Yeah. I think we gave you some sound advice today, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I would agree that the tunnel method might be the method I go with.
Yep. Just all avoid, right. avoid, avoid.
All right.
Well, good yep. for yep. you. Hey, congratulations to your sister anyway. Becky, tell her we says hi. And
okay, perfect. We'll do.
Yeah. And enjoy yourself, whatever ends up happening. I have a feeling that, you know, it's all a hoax, but we'll see.
Well,
call us with an update.
You guys watch out for deer. Oh, for sure. I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah. All right. You watch out for deer too, fella. We'll see you soon.
Hey, same to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
see
now.
You, bud. Charlie, I was joking. You've seen more of the Midwest than I have from touring. It's all right. It was just a joke.
No, it's that I'm upset about, but it's also I was going somewhere good with the joke, the first joke. I just need more facts on Becky. Okay. I just need more facts. My creative process is different than yours, Miles. I can't just shit gold and puke silver the way that you do. Oh, you know what I mean? Sorry, did I say a bad word?
No, I didn't expect you to say that.
No, I mean, it's just magic comes out of your mouth all the time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Oh, Charles.
I'm upset with you.
Let's take another caller. Let's take another.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Oh, who's this? Welcome up. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Welcome up.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just got through. Oh,
you are through, baby.
Who is this?
Hi, my name is Cole.
Cole, where are you calling from?
Fort Collins, Colorado.
FOCO.
Okay.
Nice.
FOCO. How
do you like it over there?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little much.
Is it? What? Wait. Why is Fort Collins a little much?
Well, because I grew up in Berthoud, Colorado, so a little bit smaller, and then I went to college in Spearfish, South Dakota.
Okay. So you're a small town gal through and through.
I really am.
And what is tough about being a small town gal going to the big city of Fort Collins? What's the hardest part about doing that? The stoplights or the stop and go lights? What'd you say?
It's the traffic. It's the traffic.
Yeah.
Well, don't go to L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. You have maxed out there. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, okay. So I had more of a story for you guys. My boyfriend and I have both been trying to call in to tell this story.
All right. Story time. Let's do it.
Story time.
Story time. So my boyfriend. So, okay. Let me preface this by saying my family is not super from the Midwest, Nebraska mostly, but then I have a lot of family in Wisconsin. And then I obviously went to college in South Dakota. So, you know, I kind of vibe with the whole Midwestern everything, you know. Yep. I love me some Runza and some Culvers.
Okay.
All right.
Go Paco, you know.
Hell yeah. Heck so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So my boyfriend's from Arizona, and he's never been to the Midwest. So we went to Rapid City for just like a little mini birthday trip last month because our birthdays are 2 days apart.
Nice.
And he is an avid listener to the podcast. And he had always wanted to go to a Fleet Farm.
Yes.
Rapid City got a Fleet Farm a couple of years ago.
Great birthday
trip. So I took him to his first Fleet Farm.
That's so romantic.
I took him to his first Fleet Farm.
Now tell me, what was it like for him? Was he starstruck when he walked in? What did he say about the smell? What was it?
He was completely head over heels in love with Fleet Farm. It changed his life.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, we call that ass over tea kettle in love right there.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
so amazing.
You think that Cupid wears pink, but he actually wears orange and black here in the Midwest, and it is Fleet Farm.
Oh yeah,
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Yeah,
you got to find the old Fleet Farm song on YouTube. He's gonna love that.
Yeah, he is. I love how let her finish her story.
Well, a little bit in our defense. There's a lot of details in this story. Yeah, it's getting a little long, is what I'm saying.
Well, we're trying to just enjoy every beat of it.
The story was that I took him to Fleet Farm, and now I think he wants to move to the Midwest.
Yes.
There yes. you go. You got your way out of Fort Collins, too.
Yeah, you do. Now,
exactly.
Rapid City's ready for you guys. So what?
I know.
What it was it Fleet Farm that sold him on the Midwest, or was there something else about the Midwest that really sold you guys? Or him, I suppose. Well, it was him driving this train.
Yeah, it was more him. And I don't think it's really the Midwest, more so that he likes Rapid City because he likes the Black Hills.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that counts.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, I think we take him to, like, you know, Milwaukee. I don't know if he'll have the same reaction.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Milwaukee's a fantastic. We got the Lake Michigan there, which pretty much looks like an ocean.
Oh, I love Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I love Milwaukee.
Well, good. Good. I think he'll love it, too.
Does he like the elevation aspect to it? Does he like the mountains? Is that why he likes Rapid City?
I think he likes the view. He likes to have a nice view.
Well, if you come to Fargo, North Dakota, and you stand on a coffee can, you can still see Fort Collins. So, you talk about views, you can see for a long time if you come up to North Dakota.
Oh, man.
I've actually been looking into moving back up to South Dakota or somewhere near there, mostly for the cost of living here is so high.
Yeah.
And I was looking in South Dakota, and yesterday for giggles, I looked in North Dakota. I was like, shit, I mean, miles makes it sound great. Cost of living is a lot cheaper there, too.
Hell yeah. You hear that, Charlie?
I did. Yeah, I mean, a low cost. So, yeah.
It's also one of the happiest places to live in America. If you look on there's a lot of, like, you know, BuzzFeed articles and stuff.
Really? Fargo,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great town. I've been there many times. I like it a lot. I mean, people seemed happy enough, I suppose.
I've actually never been there.
Yeah, go in the winter. Go in the winter. If you ever want to know what it feels like to walk on the moon, go to Fargo, the outskirts of Fargo in the winter.
If you want to take a private jet from wherever you're flying, all you got to do is go to Fargo in January. You'll be the only one on the flight. It'll be like you got your own private jet.
It'll be you and me going there to record a Bellied Up podcast.
Perfect.
Hey, what'd you buy?
I'll be on the Bellied Up podcast.
You're there right now. What'd you buy at the Fleet Farm, by the way?
Oh my gosh. So much stuff. We actually went every day of our vacation just to go back.
So, like, you mean like clothing, fishing gear? What all did you buy?
So, I bought Christmas presents for my niece and nephew.
Hell yeah.
Toyland?
I got them stick horses, you know? Yeah, of course. I just got them stick horses, you know, classic. Something a 2-year-old would love.
Wait, you cut out there. Say it again.
Oh, sorry. Just got them like little stick horses, you know, little pony.
Horses. Nice.
A classic.
Gotta love, you know, a stick horse.
A classic.
Yeah.
He got, I don't know, like bear traps or something. I don't know.
He's a trapper.
He's
huh?
a trapper? Jeez.
Yeah,
you're dating
a trapper.
You're
now.
Dating a
I've
trapper?
Never,
man.
I guess so. I
had this guy all wrong in my head. I gotta start over.
A trapper.
Does
he have a time machine too?
God, I hope so.
But
he's very much like a grandpa. So
serious.
So I don't
know any other trapper.
If you're a trapper, you definitely don't want to go to Milwaukee. I can tell you that much.
Why?
Because it's a big city. You don't want to go there. You want the wilderness. You need to go to Rapid City. He needs to start trapping out there.
I suppose.
And, dig a well.
Yeah.
Find a spot out in the woods, dig a well.
We also bought some Manitowoc Minute shirts.
Did ya?
Oh, we did. I got an Up North one.
Oh, hey, I'm wearing that right now. Up North, you can get it at manitowocminute.com. Check that out. Did you get any You Betcha merch or no? You don't have to say yes just because
they
Miles
were all
is
sold
listening.
Out, right?
they actually were all sold out. Like,
no,
really good. You Betcha merch. They actually were.
Let's no, they were go. Not. No, come on. And my stuff and was on sale.
I don't want to say this to you, Charlie. I don't want to say this to you, but I have to.
Okay.
They had Manitowoc Minute shirts on clearance for $2.99, and I did, in fact, buy them, but they were on clearance.
See you, Charlie. Everyone hide all the sharp
for
objects.
For $2.99?
$2.99.
Fleet Farm.
We screw over Charlie Barron's.
That stuff is made in the U.S. That stuff is very expensive to produce. I just want everyone to know that. That is a deal. Get on over to the Rapid City Fleet Farm. That's a fire sale. It costs way more to make that shirt than it's currently being sold for. Way more.
Oh, now, God. To be fair, it was a Christmas shirt, and it may have been a Christmas shirt from last year.
For sure it was. Absolutely for sure it was. All right, so I'm bad at merch. What do you guys want from me? I'm bad at merch. I can't be Miles, you know. I don't have the cool designs. Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm going to defend my merch. I think I do have cool designs.
You do have cool designs.
I just need to make...
I do have cool designs.
I just need
to... We'll just channel it in a different way.
I just need to promote it more. I think you guys do such a better job of promoting it.
Yeah.
My mom gets on my case for that. My mom comes up with a lot of the merch stuff, and she has a great job, and she's on my case about not promoting it enough. So this is my promotion. Get the merch.
Yeah, everyone, you know.
I think that your mom, you should let your mom design the merch.
She does. She does a great job. Yeah. She comes up with about, you know, she comes up with a lot of the ideas. She has good ideas. I don't have great ideas, but she does. But sometimes I design it too, and then they don't always sell. So
here you go, Charlie. Everyone just take a break from going to ohyoubetyou.com and buying our merch. Just take a break from it for just a second and go check out Charlie's.
If this is my biggest merch month, I'm going to be so pissed off. I'm not even going to be happy about it. I'm not even going to be. Okay, but actually, I won't be pissed off. Mandwalkman.com.
All right.
Well, this was so fun. Merch aside, I'm so happy you and your fella got over to the Fleet Farm on his first visit to the Midwest. That makes us very happy here.
Yeah, he was actually wearing, we both got Fleet Farm hoodies. They were on sale. We were there on Black Friday.
Oh, nice. Well, that's why my stuff was on sale. It was Black Friday.
Well, it was also on the clearance rack, not to shit on you, but...
Just he's getting worse.
You guys are gonna block my number.
This is all right. If you're gonna move to the Midwest, you better learn some manners. You lie to my face, lie to my face, and then talk about me behind my back. Okay. Good Lord. And then clean my gutters because you feel guilty about talking about me behind my back. That's how we do it here. Jeez Louise.
I'm probably going to go cry about the fact that I hurt Charlie's feelings.
Okay, cry about it, but
that's
then,
not very hard.
Then put that emotion,
skin.
Put that emotion into some good action. I want my gutters done, okay? That's the trade-off here, all right? You can't just buy my merch on super clearance for $2.99 at the Fleet Farm, okay? That's not going to count.
I'll go on to ManitowocMinute.com and buy some full-price merch.
That'd be very nice of you. It really would. It's made in the USA.
Of course.
Well, USA. We're glad that your boyfriend was finally able to get to Fleet Farm. It's truly a miraculous experience for anyone involved. So even for you to watch him watch Fleet Farm for the first time had to have been absolutely magnificent. So
it was like a kid in a candy store.
I believe it. Well, thanks for calling in. This is a great story. I'm glad you're able to get into the podcast. Said you've been calling a little bit, but you gotta let us know if you end up
at work.
Get back to work.
No, I'm off now. Don't worry.
You'll have to let us know if you move to the Midwest or not, where you end up, and good luck if you do. And thanks for calling in.
This is great. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
We'll see ya.
You too. Bye.
Miles, during that call, I was thinking of a game.
I was going to say, Charlie, you had two rough calls in a row there.
Yeah, dude. What the
hell?
I'm
so sorry.
I'm just getting my ass roasted today.
Okay, what was the game?
Okay, the game is we each pick a dollar for the other person to say the word on the dollar during the next caller, and you have to weave it in.
Okay.
You have to weave it in organically. Okay. So let's see here. Okay. I've got one for you.
All right, give me one sec.
Okay. That's a good. Oh, geez. Were you touch? Kid who's been beat. I thought Miles was going to hit me in the pecker there. All right. So Miles and I are looking around. I'll narrate. We're looking around for stuff that we have to incorporate in the next call. Sale Vega.
I got it.
You got it? Okay. Mini.
All right, Charlie.
Yeah.
You got yours?
Yep.
All right, show it to me. I'll read it. Minnesota volleyball.
Nope. Read it closer.
Minnesota volleyball 2022.
Yep.
All right. This is what you have to work in.
Hang on. Can I reach? Hang on. Shoot.
What do we have here?
Come no, Miles.
You got to. What does it say, Charlie?
I'm not going to say cum dumpster on this. I'm not going to do that. You got to find a different one.
That was the game.
Come on. No, I'm not going to say that's going to be.
You got to say it.
That's going to get us canceled.
It won't get us canceled. This is a game.
No.
All right. I'll do this one then right
all
here.
Right, all right. All right. All right. Let's see here. Cheeks to the night.
Cheers.
Cheers to the night. We say ta-ta to the ta-tas. All right.
Fuck cancer.
Okay. Cheers to the night. We say ta-ta to the ta-tas. Okay. I like it.
I can't believe you didn't want to come dumpster. Would have been great.
Yeah. It would be great. It depending on the caller, dude. What it, you know, like
Minnesota volleyball 2022.
Minnesota volleyball 2022. Okay. And I'm saying, the cheers to the night, we say ta-ta to the ta-tas.
Yes.
Okay. And you can't just come out here and say it. You've got to organically weave it in. Otherwise, that's cheating.
All organically weave.
They got to feel like it's part of the conversation. Hey, Fleet Farm. Guys, crazy. Unlike any other big box you got out there. You know, nothing like Best Buy. Did you know they've got everything under one roof over at the Fleet Farm?
We love it.
Wait, okay, Miles. They got 25 different vacuums. 25 vacuums.
Time out. I don't even know if there was 25 different vacuum brands in general.
I didn't know that either. But, you know, I got one vacuum. It's a shop vac.
Is that what you use in the house?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can respect that. So we're up to two. The Dyson never loses suction. The shop vac, and then I'm out of.
There's a Hornet, right?
Yeah, there's another one that starts with an H as well. I don't know how they can come up with 25 different brands.
Hoover.
After
President Hoover.
Yeah. So.
Because he sucked.
That's.
Did he? I don't know much about early politics. Maybe he was a great guy. I don't care.
All I know is if there is a store out there that is going to stock 25. Vacuums and not even be a vacuum store, you know they care about you.
And they got pots and pans too, guys. So kitchen needs. Hey dudes, what are those?
Those are shoes.
Oh, Crocs. I know what those are. I got a
boots.
Utter balm's great.
Ninja.
Do you put Utter Balm on your hands?
I don't use lotion.
You got to use lotion, Miles. What are you doing? You're a nice
like calluses.
You're a young buck right now, but you know, you don't use lotion on your face?
No. Nope.
Miles, we got a podcast to do for hopefully decades.
I know.
And we can't have you wrinkly like a raisin on this thing.
You know, all good things come to an end, Charlie.
Dude, start putting some Utter Balm.
You'll find
on your
some
face.
Young buck to replace me. You'll be all right.
No, I can never replace you, Miles. Ninja everything. What does
cetera,
that mean,
cetera,
dude?
Cetera,
what does that
cetera.
Mean? What does Ninja everything mean?
Like Ninja, the like blender brand, I think.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's cool. I should go get one.
Let me take over.
Dude, I was doing. Okay, fine.
They definitely have what you need for your DIY projects you've been putting off, which a little close to home. House numbers.
House numbers.
Time to get at it, Miles.
Ow, that hurt my ears.
Time
bro.
To get at it. Maybe have them pick some seasonal items that they think. Oh, We're supposed to pick some seasonal items that you think you'd pick up this time of year.
Okay.
I pick up a shovel.
Do you only have a shovel at this time of year, Miles?
No.
Jeez.
Bucket.
You probably broke your shovel at this point.
Yep. I've been going after that end of the driveway, you know?
Oh, you're really up in the sand for the driveway,
yep.
You know, and for, you know, the back of the truck if you haven't gotten that yet.
Yep.
You know, maybe a new coat because yours ripped.
Maybe a new hat.
New hat,
cause you,
sure.
Because you got mad at something and you threw it across the room.
Yeah.
Lost it.
Maybe some Manitowoc Minute or
The
you
nuts and candy
merch.
Aisle may be good. Oh, the nuts and candy aisle are good.
Dude, they're for sure good. What's your favorite munchie at the Fleet Farm?
I like peanuts.
I like burnt peanuts.
Burnt?
Have you had those?
No.
You haven't lived. And then Christmas cookies.
Yep.
Sugar lights. Sugar highs. Oh, coming off the Christmas cookie sugar highs. Yeah, balance it out with some nuts. All right, just pull the items off the website and throw random ones in.
We just did that. Yes.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Tippy Cow, baby. All right, we got the vanilla deal. Make sure you say that out loud. We have the Tippy Cow vanilla soft serve. Tippy Cow vanilla soft serve. That sounds soft.
Oh, and that is going down just like soft serve does. Nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth.
That's
and
what you're getting with Tippy Cow. Nice and smooth.
Oh, I get it. You mooing like a cow.
See what I did there, huh?
Dude, that was clever.
Is that our new calling card for Tippy Cow? It's nice and smooth.
Smooth. Smooth. That's great, dude. They're going to love it.
I'm sure they will.
The AFC and NFC championships are this weekend, and I bet I'm going to be slumped over my favorite chair, sipping Tippy Cow and watching the games. You bet your ass.
You going to be watching the Vikings in the NFC championship or what?
If they're in the NFC championship, I am going to watch them lose for sure.
Okay.
Sorry, I can never get on Team Vikings.
Also, you said you'd be slumped over your favorite chair. Are you just laying over the back of it? Or what's the...
That's how I sit on chairs. I'm a leaner. Luck. I'm a slumper.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get yourself some Tippy Cows. Watch some football. You won't be upset. Vanilla soft serve, you know?
So we're doing this. We started this around a little before noon. Yeah. And it's a delicious alcoholic beverage for the morning, to be honest. It just, if you even mix that with some coffee, that's going to be, it's just basically like your cream in the coffee in the morning. So
it is.
Especially for those noon games.
Yep. Those nooners. Sure. So
Tippy Cow, baby.
Yep.
It's going down. Smurr.
That was real good.
Smooth.
Smooth. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who do we have here?
This is Walker from Nicholsville, Kentucky.
Where in Kentucky?
Nicholsville, just south of Lexington, if you know where that is.
Nicholsville, south of Lexington. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah, I know where Lexington is. That's great.
What are you up to today?
Well, seen y'all's Instagram post and had to run out to the truck and call in 100 times.
Okay, well, you made it through. You made it through. Why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Heard y'all, talking a few episodes ago about how you need to expand the Midwest.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think Kentucky is a prime candidate.
Kentucky.
Okay. Here we go.
Why should
Kentucky? This is a new segment that like to call State Your Case. All right, state your case on why Kentucky should be in the Midwest.
So first, I think we got a lot of the same mannerisms and euphemisms, but they might just be a little tweaked, different wording.
Okay. Can you give us an example?
Charlie's got, hey, tell your folks that says hi.
Yep.
Down here, it's, hey, how's your mom and them?
Hey, how's your mom and them?
I like that a lot. How's your mom and them?
What else do you got?
Let's see. There's the drinking. Y'all Midwesterners, big drinkers. Kentucky's just about the same way.
Yeah. What do you guys drink down there in Kentucky? What's a drink of choice?
Well, it depends on where you're at. All of us out here in the sticks, we're big Bush Light, Miller Light people.
Yeah. You know what I like to say when I get a nice drink? You know, I say...
What do you say, Charlie?
I says, cheers to the night we said ta-ta to the ta-tas. Fuck cancer. That's what we say here.
I mean, no one can argue with that cheers.
No, that's no one can argue with that cheers at all. Hey, I got a question. What do you say? We say watch out for deer up here to say I love you. How do you say I love you in Kentucky?
When you get down around them curves, watch for the deer. They're out this time of year.
Oh, that's great. When you get down around them curves.
Around them curves. Yeah. That means something different up here, but you guys in Kentucky are wild. Now, what would you say sports-wise? Is there similars? You guys play, what sports are really popular down there?
Well, the University of Kentucky, big basketball school.
Basketball. What else?
Big basketball fans.
Sure. Yeah. NCAA tournament.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Football. Big football people.
Football. Kentucky's been pretty good recently.
Whatever you want to call it. Oh, Miles, we play you all in the Music City Bowl. Play Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. All you gotta do is score 7 points and you'll win. So,
well, it might be a long game the way we've been playing.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Anyway, it's a tough subject. All right.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. What other? Any other sports?
We're not big on hockey. Our hockey team's kind of garbage down here.
Okay.
Makes sense. The ice melts quick.
Any other sports with like balls or anything?
Not particularly. It's really for football. You know, it's the South. It's basketball and football. Okay. That's what we're all about.
Bummer.
You guys watch any women's sports down there?
There are a lot of people down here that like women's basketball.
Okay, women's basketball.
Women's basketball, yeah.
Sports?
That's soccer, maybe?
Big NASCAR folk down here.
Okay. NASCAR folk.
Yeah, I suppose that is a female sport.
NASCAR.
Okay, yeah. Well... Yeah, we do some of that stuff up here, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else? What else are you stating your case on? What else you got? God damn.
No, I can't say food. Y'all got the cheese pretty locked down.
Cheese, yeah, locked down. Wait. All right. So, and when was the last time you were up here in the Midwest, by the way?
Unfortunately, I haven't been to the Midwest yet.
Oh, you got, yeah.
Well, if you're stating your case correctly here, you live in the Midwest if this goes well.
That's true. And you know what? I think, here, I'm going to help build your case here on Kentucky, okay?
Look, all right, let's hear it.
All right, so southern Iowa, I've driven through, it's pretty much like northern Kentucky. And so, okay. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say Iowa? I meant
Illinois.
Southern Ohio is pretty much like northern Kentucky. Would you agree or disagree?
I would say they're almost identical.
Almost identical. We pretty much erased that line. So now we're already in. We're already pushing the front line. And I think we can get it all the way to the border of...
You know what front line makes you think of? There was a year this year, 2022, where the Minnesota volleyball team had a really good front line up there on the net.
Really?
And, you know, the back row wasn't too great, but the front line was really good. I just had to throw that in there. Shout out to my Minnesota volleyball team.
Wow. Hey. Yeah,
continue on, though. Continue.
Congratulations on that. I didn't know Miles was such a fan of the Minnesota volleyball team.
Great squad.
I don't think I did either.
No. Yeah. We learn something new every podcast, okay? And isn't that amazing?
Let's go Cougars.
Go Cougars, huh? Are they the Cougars?
The Cougars? I meant the Vikings.
Oh, yes. They're the Vikings. They're
Vikes.
Vikings.
Lady Vikes.
Anyway, we're really getting way, way off topic here, Miles.
Yeah, go ahead. Continue on.
Louise. Okay.
You're talking about pushing the front lines.
I'm talking
just like
about
my Lady Vikings.
Pushing the front lines of the Midwest. Now, are you guys fishers down there in Kentucky?
Got a lot of fishermen. We're all pretty big into it for the most part.
Okay, what's the number one fish, the number one species of fish? Are you guys a multi-species action state, or is there one species that dominates?
I'd say the species that dominates probably largemouth bass. That seems to be what everybody goes for.
Yep.
But you get your pockets here and there of people crappie fishing and a lot of people fish for bluegill, for bait fish.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I mean, them are all Midwest fish. Do you have walleyes down there? Do the walleyes go that far south?
If we got them, I ain't seen them.
Okay. That's very Midwest of you right there, too. That's a good phrase.
Got to give you the Midwest runaround. I've been brushing up on it.
You know, I've noticed a difference between the South and the Midwest. When you catch a bass, a nice bass, and you're trying to tell someone how big it is, what do you say?
Well, it depends. Is it the first or second time I've told the story?
Second
time.
Well, second time, he was about 18 inches long.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm getting to right there. You just said 18 inches. So farther deep south, my uncle, he's from Wisconsin, but he moved down to Mississippi. And my dad was on the phone with him. Telling him about a bass that he just caught, which probably was 18 inches, but probably only like 15 inches. And my uncle said, you know, you're a true bass fisherman if you're telling the bass by the weight, not by the length.
Okay.
So yeah. I think that's a southern thing, but I like how in Kentucky you're going on inches. I think that's more Midwest, unless someone's going to fight me on that or tell me it's different. But I think I grew up saying bass in inches, not by weight.
Yeah, it's about how we do them here. But I mean, and it might even be a 50-50 split. You get some down here that do it by the weight, but it seems most people I talk to, it's by the inches.
By the inches. Okay.
You know, as being someone that is constantly being evaluated for my weight, I think I want to go for length than I would weight. I think that's something that, you know, too much scar tissue on the weight side of it. So sounds like the length is where I'm going to be. But then also, it's confusing because is 3 inches big or not? I don't know. It's the whole thing. So maybe I think I'll just sit in the boat and drink and let everyone else fish because it is all scar
tissue. Well, when you find the right judge, 3 inches is all you need.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. And you know what?
With that
phrase right there, knowing that, I think that Kentucky's in the Midwest after that. That
here,
was a
here.
Great job stating your case.
Kentucky, welcome to the Midwest. You're
well,
here.
I ain't got nothing to toast with you but some coffee, so
hold on.
Cheers to you.
What do you mean? It's 1 p.m. on a Wednesday. I think that you might want to be already drinking by now if you're in the Midwest, so.
Yeah. Well, see, Kentucky's a little iffy on that drinking in the workplace now.
Oh, yeah. You guys got that Bible Belt thing going on there, right?
Yeah, we're a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It bleeds over to us a little bit.
Well,
bleeds
over. You know, I think you guys are still in, but that we're going to put that on as like a probationary period where you guys really got to work on your drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that sound?
Well, come 2 hours from now, it's because it's 3 o'clock here, so it'll be game on
all
about
right.
2 hours.
There we go.
Yeah, and then what are you going to get? What's your go-to?
Right now, it's probably whatever I have in the fridge, which should be Busch Light or Miller Lite.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Well,
I like
probably
that.
Miller Lite because all the Busch Light was already drank already.
Just like
that. That's what I had for breakfast.
There he is.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't
bad.
So you had one more for dessert?
I'm going to have it tonight for dessert.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
I love it, man.
Well, it's been great, man.
Yeah.
I think this was... this was good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think what we'll do is we'll leave you with one more cheers to you. Charlie, that last cheers you did was pretty good. What was it again?
Ta-ta to the ta-tas. Oh, I forgot already.
Cheers.
And I all right, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell him. So during this whole call, we had $2 bills. We're in the Nook in St. Paul, Minneapolis. And it's one of them bars where they have a bunch of dollar bills with stuff written them on the walls. And I picked one for Miles that he had to say during this call. He had to organically weave it in. And that's why he was asking you about all those sports, because his word was Minnesota volleyball 2022. And mine was actually good. It was like a it was a yeah, it was
cheers to the night. We say ta-ta to the tatas, and it's a breast cancer awareness dollar. So that I just wanted you to be in on the joke here in retrospect.
So you didn't think we were acting weird.
Yeah. Because Miles at one time was like, God
y'all
damn it.
Acting weird, wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man, for calling in. Really appreciate you.
Thank y'all for doing this podcast, man. It's a great source of entertainment for all of us.
Ah, well, thank you for listening, and we gotta get you up to the Midwest. You come on up here sometime, and we'll get you a beer tree. Okay, we'll go do some fishing. All right, we'll show you them walleyes.
I've been trying to plot how to infiltrate the You Betcha company and get a job up there, so we'll figure it out.
All right. Well, you know,
you're off to a good start.
You really are. Yeah, you're awesome.
All right, boys. Well, y'all have a good rest of your day. I got to go in here and get some work done.
All right. Get after
have
it.
Have a good one.
Talk to you soon.
See y'all.
We did it.
We did it. That was good. We got to do one of these per episode.
I can't believe that I was able to work because I was like, after I tried to force the issue and then it didn't work out.
And then it just popped right into your head, right into the noggin.
Front line. Yeah. Boom. Let's go. No, that was good. That was another good episode of Bellied Up.
That was a great episode of Bellied Up. Hey,
let's focus on the end of this podcast here. No more looking at the dollar bills.
I'm going to find a good one for the next episode.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what just the next episodes are going to be, is just trying to work in dollar bills?
No, I think one caller per episode, because I think we're now telling the callers to tune in next week. Cause they're going to have another find the dollar.
We're going to work in.
Yeah.
There we go.
And Miles will be less dirty this time with his first.
I don't make the dollars. I just play by them.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Hey, don't forget to tip your bartenders. Are we at that point in the podcast yet?
Thanks for tuning in to another episode, guys. We'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to tip your bartender.
There we go. All right. Bye now.
Real good.